Chris Greeley is here from the Holden Police Department. Chief, welcome in.
Yeah, you might be a little too generous with that, Richard.
Come on. We're so happy to have you. Well, especially this time of year when you carry on a wonderful tradition. Can you tell us how this got started, doing what you guys call 25 Days of Kindness?
Well, I appreciate that. And I very much appreciate the opportunity, both you and Carrie, allowing me to be on to talk about this for a moment. So for the second December in a row, the Holden Police Department is doing their 25 Days of Kindness. This started last year, last December. It goes from the 1st to the 25th. And it really was just sort of a random thing that we started last year. My idea, Rich, actually was to incentivize my policemen to do things outside of the normal, you know, their normal job descriptions. It's not that police don't try to do nice things for people, but the idea was, you know, maybe things you would not think about doing so often. You know, you see somebody struggling to bring their groceries in, maybe pull over and help them. You see an older person shoveling the snow and they're having a challenge, you know, pull over and give them a hand. So I tried to incentivize them. And as a result of that, we started to take money that we raised and then people donated and we got toys and food and we would go out and give those away to people. And now it's a little more organized, you know, this December versus last December, but it's been a lot of fun.
Well, you brought in some gifts for the Zone Tree. You made a donation as well, and we certainly appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you mentioning that. I was on with another Zone radio program here recently and made a donation with Don Cookson and gave through Don a little bit of money, which I'm assuming he, you know, used appropriately. You never know. I did see his car at the Hollywood Casino, but I'm not one to judge.
No.
That money went to the Salvation Army. And then, of course, you guys being gracious enough to let me be here today, we brought in some more toys. So it's a lot of fun. And this is really what we're doing, because so many times in police situations, it's confrontational. It's adversarial. You know, you get two people who are a domestic situation or two neighbors having a dispute or a traffic stop, and maybe you have to make a judgment about it, and people are not always happy. And so this is kind of just merely feel-good stuff, good stuff, and we're doing good things in the community.
Well, but it's important, too, to remember, I think people forget this, too, that yes, you're policemen, but you're also members of the community.
Well, yeah, exactly. We live here. I'm from here. I'm a Bangor native, you know, and most of my guys are local guys. And so that person that you deal with maybe in a less than friendly way today, you know, you're going to see at the grocery store tomorrow or next week. You might, you know, your kid maybe plays basketball with them. And so, you know, you got to do what you got to do when you're a cop, but there's no reason to make it any worse than it has to be. And if you can do something that's fun and positive, do that. That's what the Holden Police Department is trying to do.
Now, I saw a picture the other day of you out there just handing out cash in the road. That's pretty brave.
I wasn't actually on duty. I'd been drinking, and I don't know if that was really good judgment. But no, so that's, you know, that's, I just thought to myself, I tried last December. I put a vest on. We want to be safety conscious, right? The Holden Police Department. So I put the vest on, and I'm trying to hand out donuts. And people, they had no idea what, you know, why is the cop giving me a donut? So I thought, you know what? I'm not going to get any negative reaction to money. And I used my own money. I did not want to take donated money. None of this money is the whole town of Holden or the Holden Police Department's budget. It's all private donations. But I actually took, you know, this is all Chris Greeley cash, right? And I went out there and I'm handing out dollar bills saying, hey, Chris Greeley, Merry Christmas, Chief Greeley, Merry Christmas, giving people at the red light a dollar. And I swear to God, people had no idea what to think, but it was fun.
Now, what if people want to help out? Is there a way people could donate to help the cause and spread some more kindness?
Well, I appreciate that. Every day we're getting people that are either giving us non-perishable items or toys we can get to kids. Some people have given me cash. Businesses have been very supportive in Holden and people in and out of the community. So they certainly can contact me, Chris Greeley, Chief Greeley with the Holden Police Department at 843-5442. The police department number is 843-5442. They can drop things off at the Holden Police Department. I mean, people can drop off recyclables. We've actually had people drop off, hey, I've got a bag of bottles and cans. We take the money to the redemption, and then we use that money for any number of things. I mean, Christmas is for kids, and the Zone Tree, and the Salvation Army, and, you know, anything that is going to help kids, Toys for Tots, that's what we're doing with the money.
Well, and you shared something very cool with us. Can you tell me about the little gift you brought in? This is tremendous.
Well, so people don't know that Rich Kimball and I have been friends. We've known each other literally like 4 decades. I hope it's okay. I'm telling them how old we are.
We were just children.
We were in the womb. Then. We met in the womb. So actually, so we're in our late 20s, both of us.
Yes.
But, so Rich and I have known each other for a long, long time, and he's been very good about allowing me to come on here and, you know, intrude, you know, invite myself onto a show. And so as a member of the Maine Chiefs of Police Association, we get these challenge coins. And so Chief Greeley gave you one from out of a perspective of love admiration and appreciation.
Well, I appreciate that, Chris.
Of course.
My dream in life, you know, is to be as big on Twitter as you. You've got more followers than anybody I know.
I don't know about that. Yeah, it's you have plenty. And so the key to, you know, if you want to follow me, you can follow me, ChrisGreeley3, by the way, ChrisGreeley3 on Twitter. I think you're a little more selective. I've got people on the terrorist watch list, I think, are on there. And I, you know, people that don't speak English. My sister Missy said to me, some of these people don't speak English. Why are you, you know, whatever.
You're keeping an eye on those bots for all of us. We appreciate that.
It's silly, but it's fun.
Well, it's a wonderful thing that you and your colleagues at the Holden Police Department are doing. 25 Days of Kindness. It's a great way. And you know, I would encourage people to help out or just find their own way to contribute.
That's right.
And share a little kindness this holiday season. You know, it'd be even better is keep it going into the new year as well.
Yeah, ideally. And well said. I mean, you don't have to come to the Holden Police Department and make a donation. Do something you might not normally do. You know, in the spirit of the season, anybody can do anything. And so do it.
Well, it's a good thing you're doing, but we're used to you doing good things around here, Chris.
Well, I don't know. You know, you're very generous and you're a good guy.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in, Chris.
My pleasure.
Have a wonderful Christmas, too.
Same to you. You too, Carrie.
Chris Greeley, Chief of the Holden Police Department. 25 Days of Kindness going on right now.